be taken advantage of any longer.
And holding true to his campaign hallmark, Trump says he'll put America first every day during his administration. The new president says he'll sign some 200 executive orders today, the most ever for an administration's first day. Immigration is at the top of his list. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
They're going to end a handful of different immigration-related policies from the Biden era. Catch and release. They're going to reinstate the Remain in Mexico plan that has migrants wait over there as they seek asylum. And they're going to restore construction of the border wall, particularly in parts of Arizona and Texas.
President Trump has also said he would pardon at least some of the people charged or convicted in the Capitol insurrection today. University of Baltimore law professor Kim Whaley says that would send a bad message.
Symbolically, it is really powerful to be taking the reins of the executive branch, which whose job it is to faithfully execute the law, and then pardon people who engaged in a riot to prevent, through violence, the peaceful transfer of power.
About 1,000 people pled guilty to charges. Another 200 or so went to trial and were convicted. In his last acts as president, Joe Biden has issued preemptive pardons for members of the House committee that investigated Trump and the Capitol riots, as well as members of his own family, Loyola Law professor Lori Levinson.
Generally, the president has far-reaching pardon power. So it makes sense that Biden would do this even at the last minute.
Trump had threatened to prosecute all of those pardoned by Biden. Presidents often have a honeymoon period. Republican strategist and CBS News political analyst Leslie Sanchez says Donald Trump is no exception.
This is a very hopeful country. And whether people are Republican, Democrat, or independent, on Inauguration Day and the beginning of administration, people tend to give the benefit of the doubt to the new president.
This is also the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and the markets are closed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The cold weather advisory warns of dangerous wind chills reaching 30 below. Warming centers are open. Garbage collection in Racine will be delayed tomorrow, and dangerously cold temperatures are expected to last through Wednesday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County saw a 3.5% decline in home sales in December, while other regional counties saw increases. Realtors attribute the current housing challenges to higher interest rates, fewer sellers, and limited new home construction. A 29-year-old Racine woman was quickly arrested after making a bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday. A Kenosha County bomb squad investigated and confirmed no explosive device was present. A Kenosha teen was freed Friday after a judge dismissed sexual assault charges in a case that gained attention. It's unique in that the judge dismissed it after a jury said guilty. The dismissal came after jurors raised concerns about the original trial's deliberations and new evidence that emerged. And the Raymond School Board is considering a $2.25 million referendum to address staffing and district needs. It comes after voters previously rejected a larger funding request in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks dismissed the 76ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks with another win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Now, although they won by 14 points, head coach Doc Rivers and why he wasn't pleased by the Bucks' performance.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think we attacked much at all, honestly. We walked the ball up the court. Every time we ran the ball and advanced the ball, we got whatever we wanted. So it was just one of those games we couldn't find our pace. And yet we still won.
Chris Middleton, able to play 25 minutes, scoring, had 13 points and 8 assists, and was pleased they won those 4 games in a row at home.
We just wanted to take care of home court. We dropped a couple games at home earlier this month or last month that we thought we should have won. But to come and take care of home court, the fashion that we did, I'll take it.
Men's college basketball, UWM, losing to Robert Morris University, 81-79. 19 turnovers for the Panthers. That was their first loss at home since last March. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. Cold weather advisory through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 3 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
Hits WRJN with Peter Noone singing lead for Hermits. Hermits, as he did for all of their hits. That was their first hit. And you'll hear that in concert, perhaps even free with the tickets that you can win from WRJN for their February 28th appearance with the association at the Genesee Theater.
I met a gentle bar of Queenie.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Come on! You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Roughly half an hour from now, another installment of the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget series. Songs that haven't been on the radio for a while. And this one, 1967. And not a huge hit, but boy, it had an impact because it talked about a somewhat taboo subject, at least for 1967. It's on the way, about half an hour from now. Keep it here on WRJN.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
The grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish is a word I used to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. About a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Keep away from a runaround sewer. Away from a runaround to a da-da. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she love you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys. Here's the moral and a story from that guy who knows. Away from a runaround sewer, yeah. Stay away from that girl. Don't you know what you do now? Whoa.
There's Sue, and then there's Eleanor. Here's the Turtles, WRJN.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you. Eleanor near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. groovy. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
Hits WRJN. Gee, I wonder if anything's going on today in news. Stuart J. Waddles knows, and he's sharing right now in this report from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Officially, it's a cold weather advisory. That's the new naming convention from the National Weather Service indicating that it's really cold. Wind chills could hit 30 below, causing a quick impact to anyone outside for an extended period of time. Warming centers are running in the area, with some government buildings originally planned to be closed today due to the MLK holiday open to help. To find a warming center near you, call 211. The city of Racine has already decided DPW crews won't go out tomorrow to get garbage, so collection is set back a day. The dangerously cold temperatures are expected to last through Wednesday, the latest coming up in the forecast.
Of the seven counties in the region, Racine was the only one that saw a decline in December year-to-year home sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors show an overall 12% increase in home sales from December of 2023, with Kenosha seeing an 8% increase. Racine's decline was at 3.5%. The realtors say it's tough to get a home now due to several factors, including higher interest rates, fewer people willing to sell, and not enough new homes being built. And the Racine Zoo is still grieving the loss of Jabari. He's the Maasai giraffe who passed away Thursday following a fall in his enclosure. Emergency teams worked to help Jabari stand, but their efforts were unsuccessful and he was pronounced dead later that evening. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. Cold weather advisory through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 4.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, minutes away from another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
How can you tell me how much you miss me?
When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the post side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. Thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town. Down.
Local news, timeless hits, and songs that fade in instead of fading out. Such were the Beatles. WRJN.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you.
Again for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while. And this one was actually banned by a handful of radio stations, not because of any lyrics or anything, well, sort of, but it was a matter of content. This came out in the autumn of 1967 at a time when divorce was not openly discussed. So some radio stations banned it for that reason alone. The song is by Cher, You Better Sit Down, Kids. And it might help to know that she sings this from the man's point of view because the song was written by Sonny. Now, they were married at the time, and they had, during their marriage, just one child. Chastity was born a year and a half after this song. But Sonny had four children total. He was married before Cher, so perhaps, and this is just me guessing, this song was written by him to his kids from a previous marriage. Again, this is all conjecture on my part, but that explains why Cher sang it from the man's point of view. An amazing song, given that it was autumn of 1967 and she was singing about divorce in You Better Sit Down, Kids. Written by Sonny, sung by Cher, solo. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget.
You better sit down, kids. I'll tell you why, kids. You might not understand, kids. Give it a try, kids. Now how should I put this? I've got something. You're mother and I.
up for school on time. I know you'll do the things your mother asks. She's gonna need you more, so stay in line. Keep in mind, your mother's gonna need your help a whole lot more than she ever did before. No more fights over little things, 'cause I won't be here to stop them anymore. I know you don't want this, neither do we, but sometimes things happen that we can't foresee. Now try to be cautious and don't look so sad, just 'cause I am leaving, I'll still be your dad. Just remember I love you, and though I'm not here, just call if you need me, and I'll always be near. Say your prayers before you go to bed, make sure you get yourself to school on time. I know you'll do the things your mother asks. She's gonna need you more, so stay in line. Keep in mind, your mother needs your help a whole lot more than she ever did before. No more fights over little things, 'cause I won't be there to stop them anymore.
Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, You Better Sit Down, Kids, from 1967. Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets heard twice daily, 9:45-ish and 1:45-ish on WRJN. Tomorrow morning's song is a song inspired by a hitchhiker. And no, it's not Sweet Hitchhiker by the Creedence Clearwater Revival. No, this was inspired by a band who was on the road and saw a hitchhiker in the rain. And we'll leave it at that for now. See you tomorrow morning at 9:45-ish on WRJN. WRJN.
Oh, it's so nice.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Valentine's Day coming, and you can score some big prizes from us here at WRJN.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night. Stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
I'm gonna leave.